Case number 10,329, Anne Batchholder and William F. Hudson, west of U.S. Route 13A, 2,047 feet south of Road 501. They're seeking a variance from minimum lot width requirements for parcels.
Can testify also?
Yes.
You've been sworn in, yeah.
She hasn't. Actually, she wasn't. She was
no,
a.
This is
different capacity, I think.
Yes, she is.
Names and addresses.
Dawn Hudson, 14819 Concord Road, Seaver.
Tom Terry, 34610.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank
yes.
you.
Okay, good evening.
Yes. Well, I'm here on behalf of my aunt and uncle. They had a piece of property on 13A. Just outside of Laurel, and they're asking for a variance of road frontage. They want to create a parcel in the back for a family member. As my uncle, as he's getting older, he's lost his hearing. He barely hears. And for family, you know, at some point in time, he wants to build a house here, and one of us family members build a house in the back so we can look out for each other. And we're asking for a variance, I think 100-foot variance for one, creating one partial, and I think it's like a 13 or 16-foot variance for the remaining.
16.
For the other, make that 150-foot road frontage. That's what he would like to do. To go with the, if anyone's familiar with 13A and Laurel, there's a lot, there's only just a, this is a small portion where there is 150-foot parcels. As you come out of Laurel, they're 75, 60, 50, 30 feet road frontage. I've seen some that are 15-foot road frontage as you're coming out of Laurel, mm-hmm. headed towards Del Mar. There's quite a few that are under that 150. So as you're coming to the feed mill, you know, you have some parcels that are even bigger where it's 300-foot road frontage. And I do have an aerial photo that shows somewhere you have one parcel that's close to my uncle's property that has three homes on it. It's one parcel, three homes. It's non-conforming, but it exists. And someday, if they ever wanted to sell each home individually, they're going to have to come before the board and get a variance for a road frontage. What that'll be, I don't know. Depends on how the homes are set. If you go past my uncle's property, just a few hundred yards, there's a couple more parcels where there's two homes on each parcel, which if they come in here at some point down the road, if they ever sold them off, they would have to have their variance unless someone buys two homes on these parcels. There was a recent variance just last year for a variance for lot size just across the road just down from my uncle's property. So
correct.
There's a lot size variance.
And you do have someone from St. George's Road. You do have some 80-foot frontages there, don't you?
Yes, if you want, I'll show.
Actually, north of St. George's, you got a 15, two, 260s, a couple of
yeah.
hundreds.
Yeah, a couple of them in there. I've rode by there and saw the frontage on it.
If you like, I'll pass this if someone
has never
seen.
Yeah, I think that's interesting.
Seen.
How do you have them marked going in? Yellow? Okay. Okay, you do have the frontages on the front. Okay.
Yeah, you can see the frontage. They're 75, 60, 15, 30. So it wouldn't be out of character with the neighborhood.
75.
In that sense.
Mm-hmm. 75, 55.
How close is the property that has three homes?
I'm sorry?
How close is the property that has three homes on it?
It's actually...
There's a lot of...
It's the fourth parcel towards Laurel.
Is it four towards Laurel?
Yes.
Okay.
No, if you're familiar with the feed mill,
yeah
they're right. They're right past the feed mill.
Okay.
After the feed mill.
Feed mill being on that 17-acre parcel.
That's correct. I mean, it has a railroad tracks behind, that runs behind. Not everyone's going to want to build a house next to a railroad track, it's that family. I take care of his property now because he's in Florida, but he wants to move back here, back home to Delaware. It's home.
Yeah, why? Why would he want to move back here?
It's home. His kids live here, we live here.
Okay.
And I did submit to let you also aware of to the commission. And the letter back was either, you know, do a major subdivision or request a board of adjustment for a variance. And I do have that letter if you'd like to see it, even though they do have the partial number wrong on the letter.
I'll keep it for the record. Mr. Chairman, did you understand what happened there? Mr. Chairman, did you understand what happened here? They went the regular route for a subdivision.
The commission, right.
And they referred it to us. Okay, they said it's too small.
For a subdivision. So they went the proper route.
Right, they went the proper route.
Yes, I went there first.
Wouldn't expect anything less.
For a concept.
That's naturally the way to go.
Yes, and DelDOT was contacted. I'll let him explain.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Being a family member, I was asked in my capacity of what I do for a living, I was asked from the family members to contact DelDOT for an entrance. Since this property subdivision some years ago, there has not been an entrance onto this property, an official entrance to DelDOT. So I talked to Jasmez Norwood, director of the local state highway department here for entrances, and he had no opposition of doing a joint.
Combined.
Okay.
Combined.
I'm sorry for that.
Entrance.
Combined entrance for both properties.
That's typical, right?
So we just have that one area. And I'm aware you will have some. I will have some opposition tonight, so you would hear that tonight too.
Okay.
Have you met those people in opposition and discussed?
Just a few minutes ago.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You keep your hands up. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, do we have a spokesman for the group? Or those that would like to testify, please come forward at this time and be sworn in. Okay, again, all that would like to speak, please come forward.
How many did you have, Mr. Chairman? Five?
You had five total.
Five.
Mm-hmm. And two to speak.
Names and addresses.
Nelson Corman, 34130 by State Boulevard, Laurel, Delaware.
James Wilson, 34130. All right, I am. Do both of you swear affirm testimony about the gifts to be the truth, the whole truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. One at a time.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I oppose this subdivided lot because along the whole route of where we live, none of the houses have two homes built one behind the other along the whole route from the old female down to Saltborn Road or even down to Bacon Road. And I just think it don't need to be. I mean, he should have researched this land before he bought the land. If he wanted to build a home, he built a home. but not two homes on one piece of property like that. I don't think it should be done.
And down the road, you have three houses, is that correct?
But they're not stacked behind each other.
Oh, okay.
They're built side by side by side. If they get a, if they do get variance for this, what are they going to do for roadway going to the back house, to the back lot? Is it going to be blacktop, or we got to put up with dust and stone the rest of our life? Mm-hmm. And in the back house, back area, you got railroad track. What do you got if you get, you know, what's going to happen if you have a train derail? So, I mean, there's things to look at here on this partial lot. And 300 foot, don't you need 300 foot to subdivide this lot across the front?
Could have no objection if they were side by side, is that what you're saying?
If they're side by side, they got enough room there, that, you know, being within the property bounds, no problem. But, I mean, that's the reason why me and my wife bought a home over there, bought a big acre, you know, big lot, to have our backyard to ourselves without having somebody stacked on top of us.
And you're where, next door?
Yep. I live on one side of the lot, and my friend of mine, neighbor, lives on the other side of the lot.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next.
Good evening, sir.
One thing, like the lady did say, I actually do live in a double wide. Okay. Earlier tonight, I heard something about people don't like the looks of it. There's nothing wrong with double wide. So if the lady wants a double wide or any other type of house, we have no problem with that. But like she also just said, no one wants to live next to a railroad track. I live the farthest up, closest to the road.
Mm-hmm.
The farther you go back, the farther you're going to put these people in more danger because of the railroad track. Because she has no idea because she doesn't live there in the home. You get the shake and you get the feeling of it. If it's for her dad, then they're basically going to wish they hadn't been there because sometimes I don't wish I was there. But I also know that I'm not going to give up any of my property. So I'm looking at how it was written. They don't even have enough frontage. So we're going to have to figure out. I mean, I have no problem with either one of these people. They're nice people. They cut their grass. They do a good thing. But they need to understand where they're getting themselves into. Her concern for her father is justified. It's honorable. But you got to know what's behind it. There's a railroad track. You got danger. You got tracks. You also got to have the frontage. You know, are you going to be looking frontwards? Or are you going to put the butt of you're going to take both houses and put them this way? Well, then my neighbor and myself, one of us is going to be looking at the butt of a house. All the houses are straight into the land.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else she needs to take into consideration when if y'all decide this and she decides this. It might be they might not have thought about everything. I'm just here to bring things up that I do know for a fact.
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure. We appreciate that.
Is your parcel south of this property or north?
I'm south, man. Yeah. I'm south.
Is there a structure in the back southern part of your property?
No. There actually was they actually had a lean-to, but we're basically getting rid of it because it was in a tree.
Okay.
But we actually want to clean it up. And what we want to do is my wife and I, we bought the thing in November 30th. I was in a car wreck 2 months after I bought it. Now I just had a heart attack. I'm going, yes, 2 weeks ago. Mm. I'm going to give my family what they deserve and what I feel they deserve as long as I'm here. Mm-hmm. But these people need to understand what can be their opposition. And it ain't us. It can actually be their own land. So may want to take that in consideration of how they want to be able to do it.
Right.
And it's not right for us to have a look at the backyard of somebody, and we have plans on putting trees. Not one day they may want to sell it I'm going to be looking there trying to buy it. So that's something maybe we all can talk about. So.
And just out of curiosity, are you aware of a new ordinance the county council created that would allow for a home to be put there and also a structure up to 800 square feet?
I'm not even into y'all. I don't even like being up here myself.
Right.
Whatever kind of rules and regulations y'all got, we'll abide by them. Y'all tell us it's the way it is, the way it is. Okay. But I know that I do have a right to put my trees and make things on a northeastern wind. Something else they're going to have to deal with. Their land ain't going like this. Their land dips down. They're going to have to put more topsoil. Well, then that means their topsoil then is going to drain into mine because mine was actually done wrong. Theirs is actually higher than mine. I actually already have one neighbor who basically is actually on my land. They built a little shed for the horses. I don't want it to happen again because then I'm going to get upset.
Okay.
So you're upset because you don't want to see the back of, am I getting this right? You don't want to see the back of their...
No, I'm not upset about it, sir. What it is, I just don't want to... these people don't misunderstand themselves.
Oh, okay.
And like she just said, it's you have a feed mill. Not many people want to build a home back there. Well, her dad, if he's already old enough, she's about my age, he's about 67 years old, he's going, if he's living in the back or the front, after a while it's going to become monotonous because the shaking of the house, you got to make sure it's structurally sound. It's sand. You have sand land and you can't make that structurally sound back there. Now, unless you're gonna put a lot of boulders, your risers up, and a lot of your bottom down. What I mean by that is basically you're gonna put your pillars in the ground and your sand, basically gonna shake. We're having a problem where it settles.
So
I don't want these people done.
Yeah, if I understand you right, you wouldn't have a problem if there wasn't a railroad there. Is that right? I mean, you.
I wouldn't. I don't. I have no problem either way. Y'all do it.
Oh.
My thing is, I just don't want them to be able to put their houses facing one way or the other, and it depreciates my value of my property.
Okay.
And yeah,
okay. You just want back to back. They were built side by side. You have no problem.
I have no problem, but like I said, they need to understand where their house is going to be at,
right.
And they need to know how far back they want to put it because they may not like what they're going to do.
All right.
Gotcha.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, there, chair hearing no other opposition. I'll entertain a motion. Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't know if you had any questions regarding the opposition.
Does any member have any questions regarding that?
One thing I won't mind saying, the last gentleman that was just up here while I was cutting my grass, my aunt and uncle's yard, he approached me and Mr. Ferret about even doing the same thing on his property for his child, wanting to subdivide. And if he subdivided, he would have to be right up here today.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of surprised for him to be in opposition. It means he's the one that talked to us about even possibly subdividing his property for his child.
Yeah, how close is that person?
It's right next door.
Next door. That's the Dixon, okay.
And, and also, we wanted to subdivide it so we could, you know, my uncle could build his house, and one of us could build a house behind him. And even though, you know, his health and his hearing and everything, I mean, you know, I could have came in here, did a medical hardship, and stuck a trailer back there and come back, you know, every year after and still took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could put, like you said, a garage apartment. I could still, you know, he could still do that and, you know, put a garage apartment. But I thought, you know, two houses would look a lot better than sticking it up. Single wide back there or even doing a garage apartment. I don't see where it would devalue a property. If it was going to devalue a property, I would have think someone would have went to a realtor or had some type of a study that said it would have devalued the property. Because if you look at 13A, I mean, you go up and down there, you know, you can see where, you know, a lot of small parcels and the homes that are set there, multiple homes on parcels. I don't see where it's out of character in the neighborhood.
Well, he's a little concerned about the railroad tracks, too. I heard he mentioned
that. And there's railroad tracks. I think train comes by there once or twice a day.
Okay.
if I recall. You go in town of Laurel, there's a house right next door to the railroad tracks. I mean,
that
it's been there for years, and it's never, and they rent it every, you know, stays rented.
It has nothing to do with the variance, but I thought maybe you might want to tell the board.
Just my comment was not everyone wants to put something back there, you know, close to the tracks, except someone like a family member.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Now, gentlemen. Okay. That'll be the last.
What I like to do is for my son, because we're all tight-knit family, her and I had talked about it, but what I had planned on my property is basically putting a greenhouse in the back and then swimming pool and then a double garage, and then I can basically build off my double wide and bring it to an L. That way, when my family gets older, my son decides he wants to stay there, he can have his own family. Because that way we can do our own thing, and he has his own area, we have ours. Mm-hmm. We have no desire to split this parcel up. We want the whole land, 2.5 acres. So she was misunderstanding on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Being all, chair will entertain a motion.
I'm going to make a motion. We take case number 10,329 under advisement.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,329 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. Excuse me. What that means, there may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, sir, or you may call the office in the morning. Okay? All right. Next case, please.